Come on. Yeah. Come on. It's like that. It's like that.
Hello and welcome to my young, loyal listeners of Teen Bible Study Taught in 10 Minutes. So what do you know? Word on the go. This podcast is brought to you by and produced by Real Time with the Bennett, where real talk happens all the time. Woo! I'm your host, Minister Bennett, of today's episode, and my co-host is...
the lovely Sister Bennett, as my husband affectionately calls me. Woo! Thank you for allowing and trusting us to be a part of your Christian walk.
In this week's episode, we will be discussing what's up with this commitment talk. Devotion to God is everything, according to God's word. We are back live in the PNT Podcast studio with another great lesson for another great week. And yep, you guys guessed it. We're going to talk about devotion, commitment, and what does that look like according to the word of God. Hey, let's look at the world in the biblical meaning of devotion. Loyalty and love or care for someone or something. We can find this in 1 Thessalonians 1, 5 through 7. You know, we never use flattery, nor did we put a mask on to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you. It's quite an awesome scripture. It is powerful. It talks about them not using flattery, about not covering up greed. Basically, they were calling things out as they saw them. Devotion can look like many things to a lot of people. Devotion to God and Christ can only appear as one thing, though. I need you to understand that. No one could or should be able to misinterpret someone's spiritual devotion to God, or could they? That's the catchy. That's the gotcha. Depending on how you're living, how you're walking, and what roads you're traveling, one can call into question your devotion to God. Luke 2, 48 and 49, as you guys know, I love to let the scripture speak for itself, says this. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" I need you to understand this. This is a time when Jesus was 13 years old. Him and his family had went to town and went to the festival or this period of time when they were worshiping in the city, because they traveled many, many miles, I should say, or several days travel from their home to this place. So they would stay for a while, you know, while the spiritual ritualistic ceremonies were going on at this time. Verse 48 sums it up. When Jesus's parents saw the commitment and devotion he had to learning biblical teachings of the church by spending day after day in the temple courts with the teacher, soaking up all the knowledge and wisdom he could. Why is that? That is a perfect question, and I'm glad you asked. It let me know you guys are paying attention. Jesus wanted nothing more than to let his father know how much he wanted to please him by his actions. Not his earthly father. This is a father with a capital F. When we are devoted to something or someone, we go all out to ensure they know exactly where they stand with us and their importance to us. What can be said about your devotion? No, I am not trying to publicly or secretly shame anyone. I'm just asking a question. What can we draw from Jesus' example at 13 years old in the temple? See, that is directly connected to you. Jesus is 13. He's a teenager. He's a young person just like you. Yes, I know we have older listeners. But if you really look at the scripture, it's talking about Jesus at a young age. What adjustments can we make to demonstrate our devotion to God? These are some questions we need to answer each and every day to ensure we are and stay kingdom focused on what's most important in the life of a Christian. More importantly, in our life as a Christian. Ephesians 5:1 says this. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. This gets right to the point. Good devotion starts with following a great example of what devoted life to God should look like and be mimicked. Hey, my young loyal listeners, we devote ourselves to learning lyrics to songs, how we talk, the slang we use, all these dance moves. We do all these TikTok and Instagram videos. Yes, dance moves. I already know many of you have already mastered the lion dance to Beyoncé's new song. That took a lot of time, commitment, and devotion to perfecting every little nuance to that dance. I'm going to applaud you in the short time it took you to learn it. So kudos to you. All it proves is if you devote yourself to something, you can do it. Devote yourself to God so that you may do what God has called you to in the manner in which God had called you to do something. This final scripture will serve as the prayer I normally pray at the end of my segment. 1 Kings 8:59-61. And may these words of mine, which I have prayed before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people, Israel, according to each day's need, so that all peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other. And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, let's see what they're rapping about over here in the Conversation Corner.
Hey, Minister Bennett.
What y'all rapping about over here?
Well, tonight I started off by asking the group, were they being a good example? I heard a lot of yes responses, but then one spoke up and said, Miss Pam, that's a lot of pressure. Knowing that someone is always watching you, seeing if you are a real one or if you are going to slip up. And I'm not just talking about my Christian walk. I'm talking about school, sports, activities, family life. That's a lot of pressure. I said, I fully understand it's pressure on everyone who has accepted God's call to be his disciples, but believe me, it gets easier. I took them to 1 Thessalonians 1:6-7, which reads, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. I repeated the word affliction in that scripture, and it means to suffer. So in order to be a disciple for Christ, there will be some suffering that will happen, that will take place in our lives. You won't always have the best days, but let's look at what it says next, with joy of the Holy Spirit. So as you can see, you will suffer. You will not want eyes on you all the time, but even when days get tough, when being an example is tough, tap into the Holy Spirit that lives within you and he will give you joy. When you grab a hold of this and really begin to change your mindset, you'll be okay with being an example because you know that your conduct, your talk, your actions all reflect a Christian. And you won't have to say anything to anybody. Just like in the scripture, verse 7 says, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. Those that believe will see that you are walking with Christ. Yeah, non-believers may have something negative to say, but don't feed into it. Brush it off and keep it moving. Now, don't get it twisted. If you know you are not doing or saying the right things to be a godly example, you need to check yourself. Because at the end of the day, you want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. But you won't hear it if you haven't been a good and faithful servant. So make some changes and get it right. Go forth and be great examples, our young loyal listeners.
In summary, the importance of knowing how devotion to kingdom things leads to a deeper relationship with God. I will close with this and a quote. Devoting one's life to a way of life for Christ can make even one seem like a zealot. Being devoted doesn't mean isolating oneself from being a beacon of life. Allow the steps you take, the roads you travel, and the choices you make to be a representation of your love and devotion to Christ. Devotion is not drama. Devotion is a way of living. Devotion is the way you walk, the way you breathe, and the way your heart beats. As always, please don't forget to subscribe and share so that you and your friends will get all future notifications when new and exciting episodes are uploaded and posted. Until next time, stay safe and live a life holy and acceptable to God. After all, it's your reasonable service. With a special thank you to LJ Productions for post-production's editing techniques used for this podcast. This podcast was sponsored in part by the Body of Christ Church in Waldorf, Maryland, Pastor Kenneth E. Stewart, its Christian Education Ministry, in association with Real Time with the Bennetts. When real talk, what? You got it. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like that.